professional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Monday, kicking off the week, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You set it up on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone via text. It's not an application. With this, you can just about set up everything you got going on during the day. But what Civil Dispatch does that sets them apart from the rest of the organizational setups is what they do unbidden. Based upon your locale. They're going to tell you about the things you can't imagine, that you can't possibly plan for. Tsunami, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, terrorist attack, it doesn't matter. You're going to get it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Finished the week last week on a high note. I had Dimitri Karras on here, and we were talking about how he had successfully thwarted the ATF. Now, the ATF went to the same judge that he used to thwart them with and convinced her that Dimitri was selling illegal guns. And then they broke into his business. And then they took the EP Armory polymer lowers that he had in stock and his customer list. They broke in there with guns drawn, fully automatic weapons drawn and trained on the door as they pried the door open. Then they broke into the safe. She reversed herself. District Judge Janice L. Sammartino of the United States District Court, Southern District of California, issued an order Friday to prevent the Oceanside Ares Armor supplier from divesting itself of inventory and records subject to a temporary restraining order the court issued Tuesday. Also included in the order was the notice that the TRO did not restrain lawful criminal proceedings, as well as a modification of the briefing schedule ordering the parties to fully address all the facts and the circumstances as alleged by one another. Okay. At issue here, polymer receivers, that's the new flavor. Polymer's lighter, it's cheaper. For people that want to build a gun, it's, you know, from what I understand, it's just durable. I don't own one. I have owned one, and it was durable. But the issue here is the way that EP Armory manufactures them, where they say they're taking the lower and building it out with all of the fire control cavities cut out already, and then filling them in. So they, at that, see, when that is in that state, when you can put fire controls in, when you have that cavity already jigged out, that is legally a gun. I don't know exactly how, but it is by statute. So if they don't have serial numbers on them, then they're illegal. Of course, that's not the way they're being manufactured. They're being manufactured out of a solid chunk of polymer where the fire control goes, and then the rest of the lower is fabricated around that. But they're color-coded. The part in the fire controls are color-coded by EP Armory so that you can, without even having a jig, the jig is the guide, okay? If you buy one of their polymer 80% lowers, the jig, they're color-coded to where you don't have to get a jig. And you can get a Dremel. You can go to Lowe's and get a Dremel and cut all that stuff out of there. And then you have something that's workable. Now, Aries Armor is not a federal firearms licensee. They don't hold an FFL. So by them characterizing these EP Armor 80% lowers as guns, of course, now the ATF, when they convinced Judge San Martino that Dimitri was engaging in this kind of behavior, she went ahead and let him do it because this was going after lawful criminal activity. Now, we can look for the ATF firearms branch, or technology branch, rather, to come up with their own particular brand of hocus-pocus. They're going to claim that the marking of these places that you're going to jing out will make this plastic chunk of firearm. And now, never mind that the internet is rife with how-to videos about how to take a billet, aluminum or billet steel or whatever they're made out of, a metal lower, and jig that out. I mean, you can just find it everywhere. Everywhere. You can go to any gunsmith, and he can do it too. He knows how to do it. If he's got the machinery, he can do it. So anybody that buys one of these things is going to be building a gun. Now, there are those that are saying that when this went viral, when I had Dimitri on, and when Fox News reported about it, and American Thinker and Daily Caller, and all these other entities out there started talking about it, they had no choice but to go forward with a criminal case come hell or high water. I would look for other manufacturers to get a revision letter, effectively changing the rules now. What this all has to do with is that people out there buy guns, and they buy the parts, they build the gun. There are a lot of people that have never, they got a safe full of AR-15s, never bought one of them. Not as an assembled rifle. They've built every single one of them. It's like Legos. It's like Tinker Toys. Some people like to plant, you know, flowers. Some people like to play golf or fly remote control planes. Some people like to put together AR-15s. And there's a lot of things to be said about that. You can pick your own barrel. You can pick your own gas system. You can monkey with that. You can go mid-length, full-length, carbine length, just to see what works best. There are those that are forecasting. Now, there were no arrests made at Aries Armor, just like there were no arrests made at EP Armory. They just wanted their customer lists. They took the computers and the iPads and the iPhones and all this other stuff. But I talked to Dimitri the night it happened, and he's going to be open today. And they'll have a new T-shirt. I survived the ATF raid. This is a rogue agency now. Well, they've been a rogue agency for a very long time. But before, they used to use the, and they're still trying to, except it's getting weaker. They've really diluted it. With Koresh and Weaver, you know, they were able to get out there and say, well, these guys are desperados, they're child molesters, they're this, they're that, they're illegal gun trafficking, whatever. And since wide receiver, Fast and Furious, and now I guess 80% receiver gate, as I want to call it, now their premise is very, very, very thin, in my view. But I look for Dimitri to fight this all the way, because now the burden of proof is going to be on the ATF. And that's why I think their technology branch will come up with some hocus pocus, pocus, pocus. In any event, let me step back for just a moment. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I know it sounds like I bash on law enforcement a lot. Yeah, I know it does. And I'm very cognizant of the fact that most of law enforcement are just like me and you. And the guy I'm about to talk to now is just like me and you. But I think we need to take a very serious look at some of the ways they're training these young people to conduct the business of law enforcement. Now, you may have heard the story out of York County, South Carolina, where a sheriff's deputy pulled over a North Carolinian vehicle. And I think it had something to do with the tag being expired or a taillight out. And this old gentleman
And they're saying he's in his 70s or 79 or 80s, an older gentleman, gets out of the vehicle, reaches into the bed for his cane, and the young officer tries to tell him not to do it, and when he does it anyway, then he shoots at him six times, hits him once. You know, we've heard all that before, right? It didn't seem... It was bad, but it wasn't that bad. And then I saw the video. And that young officer made a realization that I have felt before in my life. And I completely commiserate with him. But I don't think it's his fault in this particular case. I think we need to take a hard look at law enforcement, and there needs to be something done about their training. There really needs to be something about their training. Now, I've already set this up. The young police officer, the young sheriff's deputy, apologizes profusely in the video to the man because he realizes he just shot somebody and done nothing, which is a horrible... Yes, that's right, Gritty. Shot him six times, hit him once. A horrible, horrible mistake. And he had done it with deadly force. And that is the most sickening feeling on the planet, believe me. And he tries to render first aid, and he's crying, and then the other police show up, and they get him up and out of the way. And the first thing they say to him is, "You did what you had to do." Really? You did what you had to do. Let's examine that just for a minute if we can. Now, I've seen one police video where a police officer gets shot, and this police officer was not proactive. This police officer waited too late. Young fella gets out of the car, dressed in an ACU uniform, Army combat uniform, got his hand behind his back, and the officer inexplicably stands out to the side of his patrol car instead of maybe getting behind it on one corner or something, utilizing cover that's available to him. And he gets shot. And maybe this young police officer had seen this. I don't know. But there, this "you done what you had to do" mentality means that when a police officer is out on the road doing his job, which is very difficult, thankless job to do, that nobody holds a gun to their head and makes them do, by the same token, that's saying to me that there's nothing more important to a police officer than going home safely at the end of their shift, no matter what it takes. No matter what it takes. Now, in the military, in the vast majority of engagements, they are looking to minimize collateral damage. And they're in a 360-degree hostile environment. And yes, wrong people do get shot in the military. But it's not because they're out there saying, "We're just going to kill everything that moves." In certain contexts, yes, that's something that they do say. But they try to be a little more surgical. But a lot of soldiers try to practice restraint in the face of danger. Now, law enforcement has largely abandoned that in some cases, just from the incidents I see. I don't think that's the case every time. I mean, I've been pulled over and, you know, I let them have my gun and they were over there talking to me about, "This is a cool gun. I mean, have you fired it? Do you like it?" You know, they were just as pleasant as they could be. And I was as pleasant to them as I could be. One, because I'm not a lawbreaker. Two, because, I had broken a law. My tag was expired. Now, police officers, because of where they are, they're in communities. They're in a setting that is not a combat setting. They can't run around afraid of everything that blinks. They can't. What happened to the sheriff's deputies, and I don't know what precipitated this in his mind, but when he saw the walking stick coming up with the rubber end pointed his way, he saw a shotgun. This tottering old man that was leaning two-thirds of the journey from the front door to the bed of his truck reached for his walking stick and he saw a shotgun. And then the other police arrive and they tell him, you did what you had to do. Now, I feel bad for that young man because he ran up to that guy because the old man, first of all, he didn't fall down initially. He was just leaning against the truck. But then he was leaning on a stick and this kid sees a walking stick with a curve and a rubber tip on it and he just shot him. And he just realizes he just shot somebody for nothing. And it sounded like, I mean, he was asking everybody for forgiveness. I mean, God, this guy's wife, I mean, everybody. And to his credit, this deputy rendered first aid to this man until he got pulled off of him. They had to pull him off of him. He was doing everything he could to fix what he just messed up. And I know how that feeling works, too. So, get out there and, at least for your own selves, get out there and know as much law enforcement as you can. Because apparently, the powers that be are training them in a way that is not commensurate with a rapid, correct analysis. I don't see anything. When a police officer pulls me over, I don't get out of the car. That was the old man's first mistake, is he got out of the car. He shouldn't have gotten out of the car. But he got out of the car. That didn't mean he deserved to be shot by any stretch of the imagination. But if a police officer thinks he's got problems, he can start circling around the back of his car, get his weapon up, get a good sight picture. If you fire the weapon 6 times, where'd those other 5 shots go? That missed this old gentleman. You got to be concerned about stuff like that when you're pulling the trigger. But that, yes, the old man was a victim, but in a way, so was that deputy, because that deputy understood his mistake instantly. And let's look to the training these young people are getting when they put on the badge. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you- you own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
War Sport introduces the LBOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LBOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lboa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, listen to this issue. I was following over the weekend and talking to a lot of my friends on a gun forum, because I'm from North Carolina, this guy's from North Carolina, and
right.
South Carolina.
Right.
It's a tragic incident. There is no doubt about it. And, you know, there are good cops and there are bad cops, and we're always going to see them. It's just the nature of humanity. You could tell this guy was a good cop.
Yeah, I have no illusions in my mind that the only shortcoming here was the way he was trained.
That's it. That's the problem. The problem that we face now is all good and bad cops are getting bad training.
And bad cops flock to it.
Yeah, it's terrible. I have a friend of mine that I've worked with for a decade now. He's a black gentleman, and I'm white as the day is long. And he tried to explain to me some of the issues that he faced growing up in L.A., and he said, you guys just don't understand the way, you know, police officers treated us back in the day. He said, but don't worry, because now they're treating you the same way they treated us, because the training is different. And I never really understood that until the last couple of years, but we're hearing all of these incidents lately of, like, the boy that was shot with the Wii remote in his hand and the gentleman that was shot in his bedroom by the raid for some small warrant or something. And I have
some incorrect warrant. You're talking about the guy that was shot by the because he had a meth. Somebody said he had a meth lab in his house, and he didn't.
Right. They shot him supposedly in the hallway, but they found a pool of blood on his bed.
Well, they found him in the bed.
Yeah. Well, from what I'm seeing now, I'm seeing all these incidences, and it's. I shoot a lot of competitions, gun competitions, and I shoot with a lot of cops, and they are just some of the greatest people I've ever known. I mean, they are great people. They jump in front of a bus for you, and they don't even know you other than to see your face at a average competition or something. And they're the people that I hate it for, because when this bad training appears in public, I mean, people don't hear anything but boy with a Wii remote shot, old man with a cane shot. That's all they hear.
Right.
People are going to lose respect for law enforcement. And the good cops are going to be the ones that suffer the most.
I had an incident where when I was on in the evening, right after Sandy Hook, we found somebody filming the house. We caught somebody filming the house. My eagle-eyed son saw him, because all I saw was a car parked. He saw a car parked with a window cracked with a lens. And while he called the police, I tooled up during the break. I did a brass check where he could observe me in the mouth of my garage, and I headed towards him. And then the police showed up, and when the police showed up, very young fella, Corporal Alex Vegas, as a matter of fact, is his name, he just looks at me and says, "Hey, if we don't get here in time, feel free to defend yourself." And now he and I lift together. And, you know, he you know, it's become a joke of, "Hey, you've been videotaped lately?" So, I mean, yes, absolutely. I believe probably the actual really truly bad cops are probably about the same percentage in the police as you see in criminals and in regular society. But they get the press.
Right.
In this particular instance, though, I don't think, from what I've seen, I mean, I felt really bad for that deputy. I felt very bad for that old man. And I felt really bad for that deputy, because that old man will recover, and he'll have a bit of emotional trauma with it, but not like this deputy, because I've been in those shoes, and I know what that feels like.
Right.
Not as a law enforcement officer, either. Just an accident, you know. So, I mean, that's bad stuff, and I felt bad for him. But you're right. You're absolutely right.
Now, I was watching an episode of Tom Gresham's Guns and Gear, maybe it was Guns and Gear a year or two ago.
Yes, sir.
On TV. And they had a episode where they were teaching SWAT people how to shoot ARs around a car. And they were showing them various techniques. And the key word that the guy who was running the drill for them to start shooting was gun. Every time he'd say gun, and they'd start shooting. And then it just rubbed me wrong, and it occurred to me, man, that is terrible. They're teaching these people to shoot instinctively. A lot of people are going to get shot from this. My question to you and anybody else is, it's clear to me they're being trained in a bad manner. How do we, as non-law enforcement people, who do we speak to make a change?
Well, I mean, if you're talking municipal police, then you're going to have to go to the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember that the city council hires the police chief. And the police chief is probably hired to execute whatever policy they hired him for to execute. He's got to be of like mind. If you're talking about a sheriff, then you can request, I mean, I've done it, and I've actually gone and sat down with him. You request to, you know, maybe get a group of people, three or four of you, say we would like to have a little focus group with the sheriff. When could we get some time with him? I mean, you're his constituents.
Mm-hmm.
You're the city council's constituents. Now, whether they may not realize it or not, they work for you. So making that reasonable request, you probably should get somewhere. And then somebody's got to step in when they do commit. Even in this case, even in the case of this shooting here, the York County shooting, somebody's got to step in and make it very expensive for them to do that. Even if they got to go back to training.
Right.
Even if they got to go back to training, even these accidents have got to be addressed. Because, I mean, in New York, they're so brazen about it. Two New York cops, there was some guy that was acting in an erratic manner on foot, and he was in the middle of traffic. And they kept telling him to lay on the ground, and he didn't. He started reaching in his pocket. They drew their weapons and fired at him and hit two bystanders. So they charged him with the shooting. They charged him with precipitating them having to shoot him and miss, is what they basically did. Right. So law enforcement is, they're training now this get home safely at all costs kind of thing. You can't, in the military, they certainly wouldn't tell you that if you hear the command gun, that you just start shooting in the general direction of the shot. You're going to be waiting to make sure you got a shot at a target.
Right.
So that's where I would start. I would start going after the politicians that make this happen. They're the ones that enable all of this.
I sure hate it, because when you see, like for instance, the boy who was shot with the Wii remote, I mean, how can his classmates that have to attend his funeral not come away with a totally negative view of law enforcement after that? You can't compete with that. They have experience now.
What they've got to do is, even when it is a absolute mistake, even in the case of this York County deputy, they got to make an example. The police should making an example of them, saying, we cannot have this. We're not going to abide by this. We're not going to let this happen.
What I'm hearing when these instances occur is the final line of it is paid administrative leave, and that does not compute.
Well, they can't. You know, for me and you, if we do something like this, we don't get the presumption of innocence until proven guilty, but they do.
And they're creating a separation between the public and the police, which should not be.
Correct.
Not, because they're civilians, but yet when I hear some of them congregate, they refer to us as civilians. And when you
people,
say, hey, you're not an active duty military, you're a civilian as well.
People that I very highly respect do not accept my classification as law enforcement as being civilians. And I simply say, well, you know, okay, whatever you say. But you were a Marine, and you were a sheriff's deputy. Which fire team would you rather go out with? The deputies or the Marines? You know, what are they going to say then?
Well,
those
it's
are two
battle,
different...
it's the battle.
Yes,
the battle
it is. It is. It's an ongoing battle. But that's where I'd start. I'd start with either the city council or the sheriff directly if it's a sheriff's deputy.
Okay. Well, Bill, thanks for listening to me, and I'll hang up. Have a good week.
Thank you, sir. People make mistakes. Law enforcement officers make very horrible mistakes. And Mike was absolutely right. When they cover up the mistake and when they say, well, you know, you just don't understand what it's like. Yeah, I know. I don't understand what it's like. Because here's the thing. Civilians run into criminals 20 to 30 more times than police officers do. 7,000 times a day, they stop a crime with a gun. And 95% of the time, they don't pull the trigger. So, yeah, I don't understand how you train somebody that way. It doesn't work that way for me. It doesn't work that way for me at all. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was angry when I heard about what happened at Ares Armor. But I had talked to Dimitri about this extensively, and Dimitri just felt like it was a matter of time until it happened. And like any good military man, he made his attack. Now he's doing his regrouping, and he's going to fight it out in court. Which most military men don't have to fight it out in court. But that's what he's going to do. Now he's a businessman. When I saw this, though, I was infuriated. Georgia's Republican-led House has just passed HB 875, which will expand the rights of good guys to carry guns for self-defense. And as soon as they pass this bill, a group claiming to be from the highest levels in Georgia's Episcopalian diocese signed a letter of opposition saying good guys are only good until they are not. In other words, those of you that are walking around right now with a gun, not bothering anybody, abiding by the law, you're just bad guys that are waiting to emerge. Coming from their letter, supporters of this bill claim our current quite expansive gun laws are not expansive enough. They claim that if only the bad guys have guns, then the good guys cannot stop them.
As one state representative who sponsored the bill said, gun-free zones that are created by well-meaning laws are gun-free to good guys only. The bad part of our society does not care. You know, I'm getting real tired of being a bad guy in waiting. And I know that there's some of you that listen that are in Georgia, in the great state of Georgia, the one state that butts up against my state, on my western side. And I like it in Georgia. I like lots of towns and cities in Georgia. But for the Episcopalian diocese, if any of you are Episcopalian, this is meant for your leadership and your leadership only. Please tell them to bite my glutamus maximus. At any given time, if they're walking around in the street, wherever they are, and some knockout guy comes, you know, the premise here is we're all God's children. And yes, we are. Yes, we are. Oh, yeah. But some of God's children aren't down with God's game plan. And no matter how many Bible verses I quote while they're caving in my head with the axe handle, no matter how many biblical tracts I clutch while I'm walking down the street and some little 17-year-old comes up and clocks me out of the blue, while I'm sitting in my home watching TV just thinking, wow, I can't wait to pass out from being tired, and then somebody kicks in my door. If I stand up in any of those cases and I end this predator, I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. And unfortunately for them, for the Georgia's Episcopal Diocese, I couldn't care less what you think. I think justifiable homicide, when it's perpetrated in self-defense, is a high civic benefit. The clergy also responding to arguments that people with concealed carry permits go through extensive background checks to prove they're good guys, said people who had no criminal record and had a legal right to their weapons perpetrated almost all of the recent tragic shootings in houses of worship and schools. They were good guys until they weren't. You want a guarantee? Go buy a toaster. Just completely gloss over that, you know. Just completely gloss over it. Make your claim, stake it, wear your little collar, think that you're this, that, or the other, you're some point of you're some point of authority. Guess what? God has a problem with false prophets, dudes. I see your little collar on, or whatever it is you wear to identify who or what you are, and you come diddy bopping to me with your little name tag on. And it says, I'm with the Episcopalian, I see that, diocese, I'm liable to go, well, then you probably don't want to be around me because I'm obviously one of the hell spawn. Let's go to the phones. Bear in Colorado. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah.
You know, the last caller was talking about where to find remedy, right, which is, I'm actually working on that.
Turn him up a little bit, please, Magnum.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I don't think my streaming audience can hear you. I just want, okay.
No problem. Anyway, administrative, all these police forces, sheriff's offices, they're all private contractors under executive order. And under executive order, they're all liable for Title V, 551, which is administrative law procedures. Because they're all instruments of the United States government, specifically under the Department of Defense. When an agency takes 40% or more of its budget from another corporation or another entity, it becomes what's called an instrumentality. And as an instrument of the DOD, that's where all these police forces are getting their training. And I have actually heard that there are Army officers that are inside all of these organizations, giving training and giving guidance, and also through, and I'm sure you've heard of the fusion centers, where you have Homeland Security, CIA, FBI, and police forces all working together in cross jurisdictions. So how do you tell if they're private? Well, they all have EIN numbers, which are federal identification numbers, because they all pay taxes, and they all take federal funds. In fact, most of these departments have grant writing personnel, but that's all they do is write for grants. And when they gave away, what was it, 1,700 armored vehicles?
I don't know how many they've given out altogether, but they're giving out.
Well, a ton.
Yeah.
Well, that plus ammo plus training. And every time they do one of these joint search organizations, they're all coming under grants. And that's what they're all DOD. So what we do, or what I'm doing now, is I'm writing to go to and charge the DOD, in this instance it would be DOD, with a taking of public funds at the police level. So why would you go to, you know, if you have a bad hamburger, you don't go to the clerk, you go to the management. So let's go to the DOD and say, what are you doing inside these states running Department of Defense operations? Because that's what they're doing.
Well, if in the instance that I was talking about there, this was an officer in a car that did
right.
this. And it was because of the training that he received that he did this. It was because of the perceived threat that he perceived, that somewhere in his training, that's been part of it. They've been telling him something. I've never been in law enforcement, so I don't know what they tell these people. I know that I can't do that.
But all these training programs are DOD sanctioned.
Well, they're training them differently than they do us, did us in the military.
Well, the thing is, whether it's different or not, it's not like it was prior to 1948 when these were peace officers. Now they're law enforcement officers. And I'm telling you, every one of these departments, just like the municipalities and the states, they're all private organizations. There's not one state left or one organization left that has any sovereign immunity because it's a sovereign republic. There are no sovereign republics. They're all interconnected corporations. All you have to do is look with the free trade zones and GATT and NAFTA, and now we have more international free trade coming down the road. These are all private organizations under executive order.
I've got
the executive order, and I'll send you some documents.
Roger that. Do that.
All right.
I've already printed everything else I got last time. I'm ready to print some more. Let's flip into the next hour. Coming up next, I believe we'll be joined by the people from Texas Law Shield. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.